she blesses the road. The robe and the road and the noose of vine. She waits beneath the triangle. Formed by Mercury, an evening star. The fifth planet with its blistering sore. And the soaring eagle above into the west. The boy, the beast, and the butterfly.
Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasted of unceded Musqueam territories. My name is Simon Armstrong, and as usual, I'm with
Alex Biron
and Gavin Clarkson.
All right, how you guys doing?
Great.
It's the fun drive. It's the penultimate day.
We've been talking about this, and you've been advertising this with your little jingle.
My jingle,
which has really caught on in my household.
Is that right?
Jamie's a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you're more infamous, really, than,
is that?
Than famous.
Why?
He's been making fun of it a little bit.
Why?
I think, you know, when people try something a little different, sometimes they get...
People aren't ready for it.
There's a backlash. You're like when Madonna switched styles.
What's his criticism of it?
He really just kind of alluded to it in a snide voice.
Right.
You might just not like you as a person. Like, it wouldn't matter how good the jingle is. Because I think the
jingle's
great.
No. Okay, this is getting already blown up out of proportion.
He called me infamous and then said, oh, it was just a snide comment. So, I mean, I don't know what you're expecting.
It takes
here.
More than one snide comment to be infamous.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Well, he does have that picture of you that he throws darts at above the TV,
he's
too.
Cut the eye holes out.
Above the TV. A dartboard above your TV.
He's very good at darts.
Oh,
very
I hope
accurate.
So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So like I said, it's the fun drive. We have people on the phones here, and you can call in if you want to donate and get prizes, which include, let's see here, we've got the famous Friends of CITR card, which gets you deals all over the place. There's even a growler, a notebook you can get. There's a swag bag, all sorts of stuff. You can donate from $5 to $1,000. And I think we've raised, 20,000 so far? That's pretty amazing. The number to call is 604-822-8648. That's 604-UBC-UNIT. So there you go. Yeah, call in, donate. It's the second last day. And then tomorrow I think there's a big party at, what's the name of the place? I want to say Huarache's, but that doesn't exist. I don't think that's not a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Hindenburg.
Yeah,
that's
why. The one.
Yeah,
because I remember Alex texting me about a party at the Hindenburg, and I couldn't tell if he was referencing the Hindenburg or it's a place.
No,
apparently.
It's actually called the Hindenburg, and the party is there tomorrow. Alex will be working the door, he said.
You can see me in person.
Yeah.
You've heard my voice.
Yeah.
Imagine the shock when you see this guy. For real.
Yeah, and you know what? If you want to call in and pledge, you can call us at 604-UBC-CITR and talk to us a little bit.
Yay!
Like that.
Does the Hindenburg have good fire exits?
it's all fire exits.
Yeah, nothing but.
Yeah.
They're not repeating their mistakes.
No.
And the voice.
No helium allowed.
Yeah, there's not hydrogen. Like a fire alarm if the smoke starts going up. It's just a, get out while you can! Three to the back exit!
30s voice.
Oh, no!
Humanity!
Grab the flappers and get out of here. what's going on with you guys today? How's it going?
Oh, it's great. I drove in here listening to Aqua, some classics.
Oh, which one?
Just Lollipop on repeat. Parentheses Candyman.
You're a weird guy, dude.
Oh,
you're a weird
there's
guy.
There's nothing weird about loving Aqua.
There is. No. Yeah. Don't gloss over that.
I love how uncomfortable it makes me feel. Because especially like the big bald sex offender guy that cuts in.
It's nice in the morning, though.
It is.
It's nice in the morning. It's like it hydrates your
brain.
Your ears. It sounds
does.
Bad.
It hydrates like, your ears.
Hydrates like your torture. Brain.
That's what I want music. I want my ears to be waterboarded.
The brain's like 90% water.
Yeah. So the more aqua you can get into it, the more watery your brain is.
And we've, I don't know if you guys mentioned, but we've got the lovely Madeline on the phones.
Yeah, we did. Okay,
great. Awaiting your call. And we've got the tickets. Did you mention these?
I have not.
To give away. So in addition to all the great swag that's like the normal prizes for the CITR.
Which I did mention, yeah.
Yeah, we've got Comedy Mix tickets. If you donate to this show, so if you call within this hour and pledge a minimum of $20, you will get a pass for two to the Comedy Mix. Vancouver's stand-up comedy club at the Century Plaza Hotel and Spa. For any night.
You can also donate on the website, citr.ca/donate. But if you want the prizes, you have to call in. And the number again is 604-822-8648. So there you go. Call in. It's fun. You get to talk to a real person, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like ordering a pizza off Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
that's right.
You get to talk to somebody.
Usually when you call in on Thursdays, you have to talk to us.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Madeline, much better.
Much better.
Oh, they won't call in to us?
You can do that if you want. If you want to, this would be ideal.
Yeah.
If you can
call in to us, and then donate, and then call in again.
Say, hey, this is Ryan. Yeah. I just wanted to say how much I love CITR. And then Ryan. And then have fun donating.
Yeah. We'll ask you what your favorite Aqua album is.
Yeah.
There really is just one.
I don't actually know.
Aqua by Aqua.
There's got to be two.
I'm pretty sure there's at least one called Aquarius. There has to be.
Yes, there absolutely is.
I think I had that one.
There has to be.
Good,
I had that album, and there's one song in that album that I still listen to this day.
Yeah.
But it's so weird and embarrassing. I honestly don't even know the name of it. I'll just search it out.
A deep cut?
It's a deep cut, and it's really...
Monsters of the Deep.
Oh, God. I'll see if I can find it, actually.
Just like the big bald guy, too, on the music video. It's like the song will just be cruising around like any pop music, and then he jumps in like, come on, Bobby, let's go party.
He does really... I don't seem in love with the girl, though, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Well, why is he a sex offender?
Because listen to him. Listen and look at it.
He allegedly.
Looks like, he looks like Mr. Clean with a record.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean is a magical cleaning fairy.
Yeah.
Who comes in and helps you out when you have a mess. I mean.
Yeah. So our sex offending laws don't apply to Mr. Clean. But they do apply to this Aqua guy.
Their albums are Aquarius, and then they threw it for a loop in 2011, Megalomania. So, I don't know.
That's where they really went off the
head.
Yeah.
Really,
yeesh.
2007?
2011.
2011? What? I need to hear one of those songs from that album.
I want
to
play this one song, though, that I listened to that's so embarrassing.
Well, while you find that, I was speaking about the Comedy Mix, and I'll quickly do a little plug here. I will be there next Thursday.
Ooh.
With Sophie Buttle and some other great comics, and... I'll also, you guys, I'll have you know that I've been pitching to the CBC.
Okay.
And I managed to have a meeting with the CBC.
Ooh.
Ah.
And I might. Apparently, I'm one meeting away.
I hear the best thing to do when you're having meetings is to just announce it, like preemptively, before anything happens.
Yeah.
I really think people like that.
Things only go well.
Yeah,
squad goals, this is my time.
Well, it's okay. If you don't get the whatever you're pitching to CBC...
I'm doubtful that I will. That's why I'm doing this. It's so
you're going to go far on your Instagram videos alone because you're still making them, and they're still amazing.
Yeah.
They're still hilarious.
We'll get into that in a bit.
Yeah, I want to play this Aqua song, though. Here we go. Oh, this song is so... Have
water
you heard this song?
At the beginning? Okay, I don't know.
There's palm trees.
There's palm trees. There's it's
beach,
nice water.
Aqua.
We belong to the sea.
Oh, ocean sounds. Aqua. Ocean sounds. Let us soothe you.
It's me alone at home. I got the headphones on. Turn up the volume real loud.
Yeah. Oh, love it. And it's so soothing. There's fish and everything in the video. I sense a theme with Aqua. Like sand.
She's a cutie, though. She looks real nice.
The Barbie girl?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not bald in this. He has a wig on.
That's a different... That's not
the
same
guy. Can
you
respect the song for a second and let it play?
Absolutely not. What are you... some good...
I like that that chord progression.
Yeah?
That's nice.
Some good rhymes.
Oh, there's the bald guy.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
He's a goldfish.
It's taking a page out of Monty Python's books.
It's exactly that.
Oh.
The meaning of life.
Wait till it gets to the chorus. That's the real meat.
This isn't the hook. I'm already hooked.
Oh, my God. Does the beat drop? Is that a thing?
Oh, man. I love
that. Listen to that voice. Does that not frighten you?
Here it comes.
Ha ha.
and donate to the fundraiser. We have to mention it every 3 minutes.
Oh my God. All right.
We do belong to the CITR. Oh,
that's
you.
Bringing me back to...
We belong to the CITR fundraiser.
Okay. Let's...
ham-fisted. A little ham-fisted.
A little ham-fisted. Yeah.
Well, we can see Madeline's already on the phone with a caller back there, so that's nice.
They're and coming in the
what
caller.
What are we at? $20,000?
$20,000.
Oh, man.
Simoleons, as they... Nobody
that's
calls
not
them.
Our currency.
No.
No.
Oh.
Doubloons.
We legally can't call it simoleons.
Oh, really?
That's worth more than us. Oh. Yeah.
Well, whose currency is simoleons?
Somalia?
No.
Somalia.
That would be too
simoleons
easy.
Simoleons in Somalia.
No, I only know that from The Sims. Like, it's a Maxis invented currency that...
Yeah. We accept Sims currency.
Yeah, we accept digital Sims currency. Yeah. Whatever happened on Bitcoin?
It's still around, baby.
Is it really?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Are you invested? You shouldn't be.
I'm invested in nothing.
Yeah.
I'm one of the few people in the world that can say my life would be better. My financial situation would be better if I had Bitcoins.
Oh, God. That's a terrible thing.
That's unfortunate.
It is.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
I still don't understand. I've listened to countless podcasts on where people have been like, no, this is the dummy's guide to Bitcoin, and right. I never understood it.
Yeah,
right.
It's for dummies.
It's fair enough. Okay, that's pretty much all.
That's
the explanation.
How I choose things. Wait, that I don't understand. I decided for people not as smart. One of
you got to find the video that's for smart people.
Yeah,
you can't. You Bitcoin don't speak dummy.
I feel like if I don't understand the dumb one, I don't have a chance of understanding that.
No, I feel like you're one of those kids that like needs to skip a grade.
Yeah.
Because
listen, I may have the body of a child, but I am a full grown man, and I'd appreciate it if you addressed me as such.
Yeah. That's right. We respect that.
Well, sir, could you please tell me what's going on in the world of news?
There's so many weird stories today.
You just skipped through.
I just skipped through like
it was a cornucopia of
insanity. Let me lay this out for you guys, okay?
Yeah.
I'll give you two options here.
Okay.
Oh my.
Jared Fogle.
Okay? Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Kanye West. Let me
always come.
All right, well okay. 1 second. Yeah. We are doing fundraising for the CITR with amazing prizes.
Are we? Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
Well, you can call in. Give them the number. It's facing the other way.
I already forgot.
604-822-8648. And if you go a little better with the letters on the phone, that's 604-UBC-UNIT.
Okay, and we're going to do fundraising for – all the money goes to the volunteers, the staff, the training –
yep.
All the things that we need your help because we love doing this show.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, how often do I get to sit exhausted in a chair and hear, do you want to do Jared Fogle or what was the other option?
Kanye West.
Always
how
Kanye West.
Kanye West. I mean, both those are going to be
amazing.
Yeah.
Hard hitting journalism.
I think it's a little too early for Jared.
Okay.
Maybe touch base with him in a bit.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
We have
got
other
him
options.
Up.
Those are just the two most ridiculous.
A little Yeezy.
Kanye West, as is his usual thing, is his Twitter is the best place for ridiculous, interactions and beef.
It is a gold
it's
mine.
Called as it was called in the '90s.
Yes.
He posted a picture of his desktop and
oh I love this
and
oh,
it's so one good. Of the one of it's just like a
what
Sif Jan Stevens YouTube and it's like you know unrelated to the story one of his tabs is Dead Mouse is that how you say it Dead Mouse
yeah
Dead Mouse
is Dead Mouse 5 you fool
I don't know I've been conflicted
all right
I don't,
hit me with the story
yeah
Dead Mouse has a music software called Serum and oh yes, we have some donations of $60 from Rosemary and Les and Sheena. Thank you so much for donating. That's
fantastic.
Yeah, you should donate to Kanye too. Maybe.
We should.
Because one of these tabs is open to the Pirate Bay, and he's been illegally downloading whatever music producing software. Dead Mouse.
He's my roommate. This is what that? Jamie does. I need Silent Synth, the newest,
yeah.
Martin Slovag bass now generator. Oh, $600. I can't afford $600. I need the key generator, and I'll skip. Yeah.
Maybe he should try this because it's actually only $200.
Yeah.
At retail. Yeah. So I mean,
which Kanye can't afford right now because he's $53 million.
He's
in debt.
In debt.
I mean, he's got businesses to bankrupt. He doesn't have time to.
He's putting a lot of his money into the lawsuit against Pirate Bay for pirating his money or his album. Yeah,
yeah.
Pirating his money.
He would.
Yeah.
That is that another thing that he would do.
It's part of his business model.
When you're a celebrity like Kanye that puts such a strong foot forward against piracy and for artists' rights. You can't pirate things, especially when it's producing music that you might be selling. That's a pretty bad thing.
Yeah.
And I love the Twitter feed that resulted is hysterical.
Yeah, he got into a little fight because Deadmau5 saw that he was pirating his software, and he put out a tweet saying, "You know, can we get a Kickstarter going for Kanye West to buy my software instead of pirating it?"
Yep.
And then Kanye West just responded with hashtag okay, very serious question. I don't know why he's putting hashtag.
He actually types out the word hashtag.
At some point he does, but he doesn't even hashtag
part
this
of his
right
vernacular
because it's hashtag and then a space.
Yeah, which
so
ruins.
That's not actually hashtagging anything. Right. Anyways.
Well, don't pick him apart. The you know, let's get to the.
Well, the what?
The story.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah. Okay. Great contribution. Hashtag. Whose job is it to carry the head on the plane?
Yeah.
Hashtag, and then he writes out the word hashtag, hashtag, do you check the Mickey Mouse head or carry on?
That's not an insult. The guy is so successful that he has a mouse head carrier.
Yeah.
That probably does have its own seat on the plane.
That's but true. I do love he comes out later. Like, the fact that he's ignoring these very serious allegations of piracy, he snaps out with some pretty good ringers. He's like, do you do birthday parties? My daughter loves Minnie Mouse. Can you please bring the Minnie Mouse head, not yours? She specifically likes Minnie Mouse.
No, I actually have a gig in Dubai and then another gig in Dubai and then one in Paris. I show up for 2 hours and I get paid tens of thousands of dollars. I have a very high net worth because I'm not in debt because of leather track pants. You fool.
Oh my God, were they tearaways? Leather tearaway track pants? Like side?
Leather track
the side
pants.
You better patent that quick if he hasn't done that. Because that he said that he invented leather jogging pants.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Quicker way to get the sweat up, you know?
Oh.
I mean, leather. You drape yourself.
Smells good, I'm sure.
Oh, the rot. So much rot.
Yeah. Rubber, I think, is the next thing. Really quick sweat ratio.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
sweat to work ratio is off the chart.
So he just made a very expensive sauna suit.
Yeah.
Made of leather.
Yeah.
Put on a wetsuit.
Yeah.
Get on an elliptical.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you're going to have a great day.
Just wrap yourself in Saran.
Yeah. And go to a public gym.
Yeah.
You know that scene in GoldenEye? Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Where she's painted in gold. And is like, you're supposed to leave a little flap at the back. Don't do that. Paint yourself completely in gold. Oxygen can't get into your skin.
Don't listen to Alex.
And then do the grind.
Yeah.
Try to beat Trudeau's record.
Yeah, what did he get? An hour? Three?
I think those stats might have been
fudged.
Juiced a little bit.
Fudged a bit. Yeah.
There's a secret trail that they save.
But he's so cool. I saw pictures of him in snowboard gear.
He snowboards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
He was a snowboard instructor at Whistler
Coolest
when he was
prime
a
minister
kid.
Ever.
Yeah. I really want Justin. I want him so bad.
Yeah.
Justin Trudeau.
I don't even know what his policies are. He just seems like a swell fella.
You know, I don't think he has any policies.
No,
he just has
snowboards
a nice chin.
And hikes.
Yeah,
and has a nice chin.
Yeah,
but he has a pattern of talking. It's very, very soothing.
It is.
Yeah,
I want to believe everything he says.
He could be talking about Syria. Or pink t-shirts bullying. It'll have the same tone of voice. Mm-hmm. He smiles every 4 seconds.
Bullying is as serious as Syria, though. So that requires the same.
Maybe that's
tones.
True. Yeah.
And if only he was in studio, because he would give us the best fun drive pitch that anyone's ever heard.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Alex, why don't you
try? Well, he just tweeted us.
Oh, did he? What did he say?
Yeah, he said that, wow. Thanks, buddy. You can donate to our show. And to CITR in general.
You're not smiling enough.
This is a community.
Oh, see, you can tell the difference.
Yeah. You can. Yeah. You can hear the smiles.
Yeah. This is a community radio station, and we love your support. We need your support, and we have amazing prizes here.
Say it with a frown now.
So just my regular voice.
Yeah.
And we've got Comedy Mix tickets
okay.
to give away.
Now with a kissy face.
And if you call in, and which number?
It's the number for this show, if you want to donate.
No, you do the Aqua Bald Guy voice.
If you want to call in to this show, it's 604-UBC-CITR.
And then if you want to call in to pledge directly to our staff of volunteers, you can call in at 604-UBC-UNIT.
All right.
And we also have the internet for those less
don't do that.
Inclined
you don't get as good prizes.
Yeah,
true.
Call in so you get the Comedy Mix tickets, the Growler, swag bag. I'm having a stroke here. There's Are just you? So much swag.
Does the growler come full or empty? Is it just a themed growler?
We can't legally seal alcohol in there and then sell it.
Kombucha. Full kombucha. Of kombucha. Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Full
yeah.
of love. Full
Great
love.
For the
full
colon.
Of your love.
Great for the colon.
That that's really should
good,
be our
you
slogan.
Get a shirt for that, yeah.
A growler of kombucha. That's my that and tearaway leather pants. Track pants.
All right.
Are my ideas. Nobody take those. A liter of kombucha and track pants.
It's not kombucha. It's
kombucha.
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 But I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
What's our
cares.
Twitter? Just Madeline just wants to.
At Vancouverite.
At Vancouverite. Okay, cool.
We're very inactive on Twitter, but you can follow us if you'd like. Yeah.
We're busy people. I've got this CBC.
Trudeau just tweeted us, apparently.
Yeah. CBC pitch to take yeah. care of. So
you do.
Pretty happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I could be on national radio for 3 minutes.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to plug the show and podcast.
That'd be
so I do that.
Ridiculous.
That's the whole
that.
Essay.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Don't talk anything about what you're supposed to be talking about.
I'm going
to
snub you guys so hard.
I'm busy too. I just watched Dread on Netflix for the fourth time.
Oh,
so,
fantastic.
I mean, I got lots
you're
of stuff.
You're
four
deep on Dread?
Oh, yeah, I
the
love
newest,
that movie.
The newest
yeah,
Dread?
Yeah, the newest one.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
good.
You like how things go slow?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. That was good.
That was pretty rad.
That was a pretty good sound effect.
Take a quick break, which won't go slow.
And don't forget to donate.
CITR broadcasts in 6 different languages and launched 3 new collectives this year supported by a grant. A women's collective, an indigenous collective, and an accessibility collective. Let's keep this growing. This year's 2016 Fund Drive is about growing our cultures, and we need your help to do it. If you support our efforts to increase the number of unique voices on our airwaves, help us out by donating. Call 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
Each year, you and your community show your support for CITR by donating with FundDrive, our annual fundraiser. Get involved again this year with our theme, Growing Our Cultures. This year, we've got a goal of $40,000 to improve the training and development of volunteers and to support the myriad of cultures represented on our airwaves. You can help us reach our goal, and it's not without perks. By donating, you'll receive cool CITR swag like growlers, LPs, on-air shoutouts, and more. We're excited. Are you? So we can shine.
Alright, welcome back.
What are we listening to here?
It's a little Commodore 64 Druid Ooh, Enlightenment. Pretty
a retro video game system.
64 has probably the best video game music, in my opinion. But
you don't know what a Commodore 64 is.
I personally never played the thing.
No, who has?
Nobody. But the music is amazing.
Yeah. We all pretend we liked Commodore 64s.
Yeah.
But then we just played Super Nintendo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird, freaky dudes who made the music for Commodore 64. You just like... made stuff like this.
Turn this up a bit. Turn this up a bit. I just want to hear, like, really blast that. If I'm ever rich, ever, and I can afford a nice car, and like a head turning car, I'm just gonna play this really loud so that people are like, "Who are you?"
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I'm the Druid Enlightenment.
I'm the Druid Enlightenment in my Rolls Royce guy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're back.
We are back.
CITR fundraiser day.
Is that right? What does that mean?
Yeah.
If you want to call in and support, this is our biggest week for this. We need money to do this community radio show. We love being here every Thursday.
I absolutely do.
It's probably my favorite thing.
I get here early.
He does.
I sit in this room.
It's incredible. And this isn't just your old hack donation thing where you call and give money and then feel bad after. You get prizes.
Like what?
You get Comedy Mix tickets.
No.
Vancouver's premier comedy club. Good for any night.
I love that place.
Any night.
Yeah, this isn't the...
I mean, if I come in there on a Saturday night...
Ari Shaffir was there recently.
What?
You could see that. Bob Saget's been there in the past. Maria Bamford.
Here. Oh, goodness.
Alex Biron.
Oh,
that's
heard
you.
Of him.
You're plugging yourself.
Yeah, that's you. Wait a minute.
I'm not letting you get away with that.
Yeah. You probably won't see me on a Saturday. But
Gavin's just upset because you're not plugging his shows at all. You're really just
being selfish.
What
do you got coming up, big guy?
Tonight, Laugh Lines at 8 o'clock. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm on Thursday.
That's good.
Yeah, this is Thursday, isn't it? Yeah. Thursday. And then next week,
what are you,
Little
you bussing there? Or?
What's that?
Oh.
Probably. Well, train. Train is the most efficient way to travel.
Oh,
I take
it.
No offense.
You really turned that one around.
That was nice. Yeah. That was like the Aikido of comebacks.
Yeah, that's
nobody
true.
Got
it's
hurt.
Defensive.
Yeah, no one got hurt. I
a
just
redirection
threw it
of energy into the source.
And it's like, oh, yeah, that is what a responsible man.
That's beautiful.
So, wait. How do people get these Comedy Mix tickets, Alex?
Well, they call in to
604-822-8648. Actually, that's not true, is it? Because it's 604-UBC-CITR. That's the number that they call.
This is the number for fundraising.
For us? No, that's not.
What do they call in if they want to donate money and get these?
They have
going
to call our show, right?
No, they can call just while this show's happening and talk to our lovely volunteer, Madeline.
Yeah. Oh, you see, I was confused.
Yeah, volunteers on the phone.
Yeah.
There we go.
If you want to talk to us on the phone, by all means, call in to the usual number, 604-UBC-CITR.
Okay. Yeah.
But let's try this again. If you want to call in and donate and get the prizes, you can call
604-822-8648.
Perfect. And we've got growlers, tote bags, and beautiful Comedy Mix tickets. Donate, and we're at over $20,000 already.
We are.
Amazing.
But we're trying to reach 40,000. That's what we need to keep our wonderful staff and
this beautiful studio.
Oh, yeah. It's an incredible studio.
It is.
These chairs alone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned Jared before.
Oh,
and
Jared.
And don't tease me.
Yeah, so it's late enough in the morning to talk to touch on Jared, as he touched on others.
Jared's been getting busy in prison. Mostly with honey buns, though, apparently. He's apparently buying that. He's gained 30 pounds in prison.
Subway in prison.
Isn't this irony, the iron fist of irony, just hammering down onto Jared Fogle's dumb head?
It really is.
And he's gained 30 pounds. There's rumors going around from the prison that he buys a pack of 8 honey buns and eats them all in one sitting.
Oh, that's sad.
I mean, not the worst thing that people wanted to happen.
What are honey buns? I'm not familiar.
Honey, you don't know what a honey bun is?
No.
It's like a sweet bun that's full of a mixture of honey and coconut, and there's like a glaze on top of it. They're quite delicious.
If I was in jail, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Would you eat 8 in one sitting?
Now already.
Oh, so you do?
In prison, I'd be eating 16, 24, any numeral of 8.
I hope that the speakers in the nest right now are on full blast. Madeline, if we're not getting blasted out there for this Jared story, please, by all means, get us going.
J-Rod.
Yeah.
That's his prison name.
Honey buns.
That's really all there. It's not even a news story. It's
Is
it's
this
stupid.
Any surprise?
It's not a news story in any way.
He's gained weight?
No, it's
hilarious. In the most stressful period of his entire life.
Well, there's no sweet onion chicken teriyaki in prison.
No.
There's no way to keep off the pounds. There's only honey buns.
If there was, he wouldn't lose any weight because that stuff is disgusting.
Ugh. He mostly lost weight because he was vomiting up the garbage food that he was eating every day.
Yeah, well, that's a good diet.
He's more of a
That's what I do. You brush your teeth like more often, but
fair enough.
The pounds just slip away.
Get the 8-gallon jugs of Listerine.
Maybe he's gonna start working out and get really strong.
Yeah, like Ice Cube in Boys in the Hood.
Yeah,
know?
Jared Fogle's exactly like Ice Cube.
Just eating. What you been doing in prison, man? Just eating, working out. Yeah, that's Jared. Just pumping.
That'd be scary.
I
don't want sex offenders to come out of prison in good shape. I want them to
You want
them
to be as
buns.
Slow and outmaneuverable
Exhausted.
As possible. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go beyond that even. You want them immobile.
Immobile.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think J-Rod's had enough.
Yeah.
At his moment on our show, yeah.
Enjoy
is that
your
all,
honey
is
buns.
That all that
I've
J-Rod
had enough.
Gets?
I've had enough.
You've
of
had enough.
Till next time.
Yeah. What else we got going on here?
Squamish.
Oh, yeah. Squamish.
Yeah, that relates
canceled.
To CITR. We love music here. We've got a lot of music shows, Discorder Magazine. So, yeah, I mean, let's go to Squamish Music Festival, right? Am I right?
What's the lineup? They usually release it around this time.
Ooh, cool. Fantastic.
Oh,
dial
see.
It in.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Squamish. Oh, here we go. Squamish Valley Music Festival 2016. Oh, canceled.
Kelsey Priest.
Oh, so nobody.
No, nothing.
Who's headlining?
No one. An empty field.
Oh.
So we could headline.
We could go there.
We could just go to the empty field.
Let's do the Vancouverite Squamish Valley. Squamish? Music.
Oh, yeah.
Got to change the name a little bit, probably.
Squeamish.
We can record it on a cell phone.
Yeah. Well, Tangerine was recorded on a cell phone. It's a damn fine movie.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, how do we feel about this? Squamish. No more Squamish.
I mean, personally, I don't really care. I never went to any of the
Neither did I.
But it's bizarre because there's what, like 100,000 people that went to that thing? Like,
yeah.
Like over that, like well over that.
The weak Canadian dollar.
Oh, we need a bell in here or something. Ding, ding. We got an online donation of...
what?
Whoa, that's... Are we supposed to say the number? Yeah.
No.
No, we're not.
No.
Okay.
But
no,
this one is really generous.
But, I mean, can't people, you know, if we say the total number, can't they deduce it in their head?
You're supposed to kind of round off the total number.
Oh, so I see.
But anyway, we just got a great online donation. Yeah. You want to call in and maybe talk to us and claim some
credit
tickets, because these are $40 value, and I'll give you, you know, a couple tickets right now for that to the Comedy Mix. Go ahead. Otherwise, thank you very much for that.
Yep.
How do they call into the show? What's the number?
604-UBC-CITR.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Would it be anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Hasn't changed.
Have you guys ever been to a music festival?
I've been to the ones in the Yukon. There's Dawson City Music Fest.
Which
everyone from northern BC and the Yukon congregates to.
A lot of jug blowing.
So much jug blowing. Yeah. And then like that single string bucket instrument,
bucket
whatever
bass?
The thing's
That's
called.
A
yeah,
bass.
Bucket bass.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
the one. And it's just a whole bunch of that. And then the sun never goes down, which really messes with your drinking schedule.
Oh, yeah.
So that.
Well, it doesn't mess with it, I guess.
It makes it better.
Makes it
so much stamina.
Much longer.
You never need to sleep.
Lots of gap tooth whistling going on.
Yeah, that too. Oh, yeah, Gap Tooth Jimmy. He's famous up there. Headlines all over the scene.
Lots of toes being sucked on.
Yeah, yeah, the sour toe cocktails.
Fermented toes.
Just get gargled.
I love that story.
But I haven't been to any of the really big ones with big famous names.
How big would you say the...
The Dawson one?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Probably a few thousand. I would say it's not tiny, but it's not enormous. Like the town can only handle so much. All the hotels and everywhere people are sleeping in cars and campsites are full and it's just a hootenanny and a half.
Well, when this one got canceled, it was very shady because they deleted the Twitter, they deleted the Facebook, and they just released a statement being like, "Very sorry, we can't have the festival."
They tried to ghost everybody.
Yeah, just
not call us back.
Disappear.
Maybe
let's
forget Squamish ever happened.
Pemberton.
This was a mistake.
Go to Pemberton.
I went to a music festival once. This is the only one I've ever went to.
Oh, okay.
And it was one of the biggest failures in music festival history.
Okay.
It was called Mini Tech in New York. A very ambitious, all minimal techno music festival.
Okay.
It was going to go multiple hotels. It was at Coney Island next to the Ferris wheel. And it was a complete breakdown. I paid extra for VIP tickets. The VIP lines were longer. You didn't get any prizes. A lot of the artists didn't get paid. And because they had to move, the venues fell apart. So they had to move a lot of the parties to nightclubs. And I wasn't old enough.
Oh, my God.
So I had to bribe bouncers who put X's on my wrists so that we couldn't drink.
No liquor.
But they did the X's in Sharpies, so I had weird X's on my wrists. For
like a straight edge guy.
Yeah.
No,
it was
drugs,
a disaster.
No booze, man.
It was. I went with Jamie, too, and we stayed in one of the worst hostels of all time, the Big Apple Hostel.
Okay.
On Times Square, right there. We ate nothing but McDonald's, and the only bed we had in our room, the only room that was available, was a double bed.
Nice.
So I slept with Jamie.
With McDonald's farts from two different men.
Oh, that's amazing.
Just horrible.
That sounds like a lovely holiday.
You just have techno beats stuck in your head.
Minimal techno, is minimal. What he said.
So it's like, boop,
ba-doop, 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 ba-doop,
ba-doop.
Okay, boop. Let's pull up quickly, because this is what we're doing this show. We've got the aqua. We're painting a picture.
Yeah.
Bring me up some like circa around that time minimal techno.
Oh, sure. I'll just bring up some circa around that time techno.
Circa around
just
that
give me
time.
A name.
And yeah.
Okay, circa
okay, let's go,
around that
let's
time.
Go Horse Nation Amended.
Okay.
What is minimal techno?
You're about
What's
you're
the
about
difference?
I was just doing it. Boo.
Oh, it's literally just
you're pretty close.
A minimal amount of sounds.
A horse? Is this one?
Are you going to go?
Original
mix? Go Baby Kate. Go Baby Kate, because I think that's the closest to what the sound you just made, so it'll be
okay.
perfect.
Baby
Kate by Heartthrob.
Baby Kate.
Is there maximum?
Well, with a K.
Heartthrob.
Heartthrob.
Okay. Heartthrob. Baby
All right, let's
Kate.
Hear it.
Minimal. Oh, wow.
Turn
Simon
it up.
Was dead on.
Hi, can I get into the club? I'm here for the music festival.
Yeah, sure. ID, please.
Oh, I'm 18?
Oh, no, then.
I have a VIP pass for the Minitech Festival.
You don't look very important.
What's that?
I can hear it, actually, from inside. That's who I'm here to see.
Yeah, so you can listen to it out here. You're too young. Go home.
Is there a way that you could, you know, permanently, or at least for the next couple weeks, embarrass me and make it look like I'm a cutter?
Oh!
Could I pay you $20 for that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
You had to bribe them?
I'll awkwardly, yes, put it in your hand out front, and then you'll also make fun of me as I go in that I don't know how to bribe properly.
Oh, my God. So it's just a lot of people standing around the club going, like, bobbing their heads to very
This is very
simple.
Minimal.
Yeah.
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 And the name, it does what it says on the label, which is
Fruity
nice.
Loops really made a lot of money from this festival, just from 13-year-old kids making with the four mix. A
lot of illegal downloads,
yeah, a lot
though,
of, like, yeah. Boop, bop. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Turn this up for a second. Let me hear one more blast of Baby Kate, Heartthrob. Minus Records. Man, that was a big label for this stuff.
Oh, what? Here it comes.
Oh, it's gonna drop, I think.
I'm in.
Oh, that was a drop, right, I think?
It's a very minimal drop.
That was a very minimal
it's
drop.
It's more of a short leap than a drop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like a step, even.
Yeah, it's like a tandem.
All right, enough of this.
What drug goes best with that?
Ketamine.
Ketamine, okay.
Yes.
Wow, all right.
You K-hole, and then you hear the beats, and it expands your mind.
Nice.
K-hole.
So you're all in there like horses on surgery.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they play minimal techno in the barn doctor's office.
In vets, yeah. In vets always have minimal techno.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All the ketamine going around.
Well, okay, now we should listen to Horse Nation Amended then.
All right.
If we're going to get into horses here. Maybe that's why Horse Nation Amended is called that.
Because of ketamine.
Because of ketamine.
Do they play minimal techno?
Well, first of all, somebody made Horse Nation, and then somebody else made Horse Nation Amended.
Okay.
So this is Horse Nation Amended.
And there's Horse Nation Remix.
Wow, we're putting in work today. Make sure you donate to our fundraiser. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Is this also minimal?
This is so minimal.
It's so minimal?
It's very minimal.
Oh, my God. Minitech 2006.
Listen to how minimal this is.
One of the worst parties of all time.
This feels more medium than the last one.
You're saying there wasn't a Minitech 2007?
It never happened again.
No.
Too much ketamine. Ruins a music fest.
I've got bed bugs from staying in a weird hostel.
Did I have bed bugs?
I smell like McDoubles.
Oh, turn this up. Yeah. Troy Pierce, Heartthrob, Horse Nation Amended. Yeah. 604-822-8648.
This is so dull.
It really is. Like,
our show is not bad.
No, the music. The minimal. Our show is maximum, Alex, and you're bringing us down with your minimum beats.
I wanted to go, oh, no, that's not what I was talking about, but I couldn't. I just went, yeah, well, I could have been talking about that. So.
Yeah. Madeline looks a little lonely out there. She's had some calls so far.
What are you talking about? There's a whole team of volunteers out there.
Phones are ringing off the hook.
If you want to call in, you can call in at 604-822-8648. Donate, because there's prizes. Alex, why don't you tell us what some of the great prizes are?
Lose that tone of voice. I actually really like these prizes.
Okay, well, tell me about them.
All right, this is the regular swag. The regular swag, you know, because it wouldn't be fair to have you donate to a radio station without giving you something.
Yeah.
So
it's not that regular.
Friends of CITR. Card, which will get you deals all over town at Cinematheque.
Oh, I know that place.
Vinyl Records, places like that.
Ooh.
That's $30.
Great place to see
Very
movies.
Good. Get some.
You pay a little more, you know, Madeline can give you more detail on the prices, but you pay a little more, you get a CITR growler, then you get a CITR notebook, CITR swag bag and LP, framed Discorder cover of your choice. I mean, that's pretty cool. On-air shout-out, 10-song playlist of your choice.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I would really take advantage of that.
Oh, yeah?
Play the weirdest.
Minimal techno.
Minimal techno.
So
and, like,
minimal.
A lot of rap that was recorded in jail, you know, when they have to call through. It's like, it's going to be
bling,
a weird 10-song. But recognition on CATR's donor wall in the new sub. So, some great prizes there. But if you call in within this hour, for no extra money, you can also get a Comedy Mix ticket for two.
Is that right?
Vancouver's premier comedy club. Any night of the week.
Yep. That's like a $40 value. Ish. $50 even.
They have some great stand-ups at the Comedy Mix. You can
they
get
do.
It any night?
Yes.
That's incredible.
I mean, we just had the Just for Laughs Fest. I mean, you
Ooh.
Could have gone and checked out one of those shows. They had the winner of Stand... What is it? Stand... best, the stand.
Stand best. I love that comic.
Standing?
Stand best.
And, last comic
last
standing.
Comic standing.
Last best
yeah.
in standing.
Last yeah. Oh, great contest. Yeah.
Best
well,
in
it fell apart, a bit at the end. But anyway.
And the beginning. And in the middle.
Yeah, very minimal.
So
a lot of minimal words. Minimal.
Please call in because we're trying to win. We're trying to win.
We're trying. You don't know what you're saying.
We're trying
to be
raise.
The best.
Shut up. We're trying to raise $40,000, please, for our wonderful radio station. And if you enjoy any shows on CITR, please call in 604-822-8648 to donate.
Oh, nice little
that's great.
There, too. That's cool. Yeah.
Can we hear your jingle, your wonderful
yeah, absolutely.
Fun Drive
Let's
jingle?
Play that.
And I want to keep us in there because why does Jamie despise us so much? I mean, let's try to get to the bottom of this. Who could hate this? I mean, it has really good music, right?
Why does Jamie hate us?
Hey, this
okay.
is Simon Armstrong.
Hey, that's me.
Vancouverite Thursdays.
Dude, it's not working properly.
At 8 a.m.
Like
my co-host
yeah.
Alex and
might
I
just be your
being
headphones.
On CITR.
Yeah, it sounds
you can hear it.
Plug a bit. Plug them in a little bit.
Without the support of our incredible
oh, there we go.
Community
yeah.
of listeners, yes, it's time for the CITR Fun Drive.
There
we're
we go.
Money to
there's a lot of passion in your voice. I mean,
new studios we've got here.
Absolutely,
in the AMS
that's what I'm known
Nest.
For.
Come see for yourself.
Passion.
Ever consider doing Pixar movies?
If you don't believe me, you
I have,
take
yeah.
one of the
yeah.
training
rejected.
Sessions.
Turn it
yes,
down.
Donations help
too,
pay for
yeah.
those too.
Too good.
The
they
fun
said.
Drive runs for 1 week. We'll have
I think
volunteers
wouldn't
at the
be fair.
From
they've
Thursday,
had some of the most eminent comics and
noon.
Actors of our time.
Some
Thursday,
of the most.
3rd.
I mean, not the most, but, you know.
It's all capped off by the huge Fun Drive finale at the Hindenburg on West Cordova.
Hey, I mentioned
it's
that earlier.
You did.
Celebration.
Lots of fire exits at the
you
Hindenburg.
Heard me. It's an old fashioned romperoo.
Woo! Romperoo, boys.
And yes, I just used the word romperoo.
He did.
Your
crazy
donations
guy.
Will pay for some better
what a
words
wild
as well.
Fella.
We've got prizes, so listen to us Thursdays, 8 a.m. Hear more information.
I expected a jingle. That was not a jingle. That was a,
yeah,
that wasn't
not.
Even a minimum jingle.
Yeah.
Right. What would you call that? An ad?
Yeah, that'd be.
A,
that's
an
just
ad.
An ad.
Oh, well, I tricked you.
You did.
It was an ad.
I expected something to rhyme, a sing-songy voice. There was none of that.
Yeah. I was expecting you to tell me the problems with it.
Yeah.
But you were on your phone the whole time.
Well, I'm trying to get people to donate.
Yeah, what are you doing? You calling out? You got a phone book
I'm
in front of you?
I'm texting people.
Yeah, just texting yeah. random numbers.
Please donate.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't see what Jamie could not like about that.
Well, I've been living with him.
Yeah, you have.
My new roommate.
Yep.
It's
how's that situation?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a little bit awkward.
Is it?
Yeah, you're just always there.
Yeah.
With him. Yep. I do have a blow-up mattress right now and it's very squeaky.
Okay.
So I don't know if this would be irritating. Tell me if you think
okay.
this could be annoying.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't judge these things properly.
Yeah, yeah,
but
sure.
Like,
go ahead.
He gets up pretty early, so he'll go to bed early. And I stay up a little later. So I'll get home late, and I'll blow up my air mattress. And then I'll kind of shuffle around, and it squeaks really loudly.
Yeah.
So he has to wake up for about an hour
uh-huh.
and then go back to sleep every night.
You're in a different room.
It's pretty much right next to him.
It takes you an hour to inflate your mattress?
Well, you know, I do a lot of things in the morning.
So he told you about this and
yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy about.
No.
Of course you have a full-time morning job, so you know what it's like.
I don't have a morning. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. You get used to this stuff.
Oh, I just got a text. Yo, you need to say the phone number again. Apparently we're not making it clear enough. Okay, so person that texted me, if you want to call into the show first and just give us a little chat, maybe say what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
604-UBC-CITR.
Yeah, call in after the break.
Yeah, how about you do that first, and then we'll give you the number to donate, and we can make this a good old-fashioned romperoo.
And we'll be right back.
Each year, you and your community show your support for CITR by donating with FunDrive, our annual fundraiser. Get involved again this year with our theme, Growing Our Cultures. This year, we've got a goal of $40,000 to improve the training and development of volunteers and to support the myriad of cultures represented on our airwaves. You can help us reach our goal, and it's not without perks. By donating, you'll receive cool CITR swag like growlers, LPs, on-air shoutouts, and more. We're excited. Are you? So we can shine. year, you and your community show your support for CITR by donating with Fundrive, our annual fundraiser. Get involved again this year with our theme, Growing Our Cultures. This year, we've got a goal of $40,000 to improve the training and development of volunteers and to support the myriad of cultures represented on our airwaves. You can help us reach our goal, and it's not without perks. By donating, you'll receive cool CITR swag like growlers, LPs, on-air shoutouts, and more. We're excited. Are you? So we can shine.
More magic from the Commodore 64.
Oh, yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some weird dudes just making, like, beats on their 64.
Yeah. You know? These are real raw beats.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget Mozart. Turn that up for a second.
All right, buddy. You're all about turning things up.
Yeah. Get real lit.
Well, he does listen to minimal techno. You need to get everything he can out of that.
Oh, this isn't loud enough. Louder. 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 I just turned on my headphones.
Yep. Maybe that'll shut you up.
Oh, can you turn something down? Your mic. Okay, guys, how are we doing?
Impeccable timing.
Yeah.
You really have terrible timing.
Well, I'll be at the Comedy Mix.
When?
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You
can hear my incredible comedic rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I'll...
Minimal. Very minimal.
Very minimal.
The comedy especially.
Yeah.
Very minimal.
Very few words.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Few laughs.
Applause?
None.
Somebody got a standing ovation at Just for Laughs.
Whoa.
Which is very rare.
Like an opener?
Yeah, Eddie
like
Pepitone got
Eddie
a standing,
Pepitone.
Standing ovation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's fantastic.
Haven't heard of anyone getting that.
Yeah. Really?
So that was pretty cool.
That's very cool.
People get laughs. People get big applause, applause breaks.
Yeah.
But to get a standing ovation in comedy, people are lazy.
He seems, they
want to stand up.
He seems like one of those guys that has like a very dedicated fan base.
Unless it's, I mean, obviously at theater shows... That, you know, but I'm talking like at a comedy club.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to stand up.
Yeah,
that's pretty
true.
Cool.
Theater more common.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good for him.
Speaking of theater, we might have the, well, we do have the very first movie disaster of the year.
Oh, really? What's
coming
that?
Out.
Show some respect.
Gods of Egypt.
Oh, I heard of
which
that one.
Which was made for no one, by no one, and appreciated by nobody.
Well, what's the dude who made that movie is the same guy who was responsible for The Crow.
True.
Which
great
is
movie.
I mean, I watched it actually
overrated
recently.
Movie?
It's good, but it's bad.
Yeah.
Like you're
watching
it.
I haven't seen it. I just say that I like it because I really like the way the VHS tape looks, and I like the idea of The Crow being like a cool 90s movie.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm on board with that. And then Dark City, I love.
Dark City
one of
is,
my favorite movies.
It's cool.
So I feel like maybe he was sick for most of it, and they had like a ghost director or something.
Yeah. Well,
because based on the trailer of this movie, which I don't know if you can maybe play some of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
can.
It's so bad. It makes the Warcraft trailer look decent. Like at least there's
you didn't like the Warcraft trailer.
I'm going to take that back. Actually.
You should take that back.
You know
you
what?
Did
I'm not
like
going to take
Warcraft
it back.
Trailer.
It look, yeah,
okay,
I'm not.
This is something we're going to cover in subsequent weeks. Yeah. Gavin does not have good taste in things.
I will not be ganged up upon for liking things that people like. You
well,
hipster I, opinion people.
Well,
yeah,
you're right. You're
lashing
right.
Out now. I'm
you're
sorry.
Right. I'm a total hipster.
I'm lashing out too far.
Yeah,
I went too far. I'm sorry.
The Warcraft trailer looks stupid. We're hipsters. Like, come on. Yeah, give me a break. Right. I don't know. The anyways. Yeah, we can watch this Gods of Egypt trailer.
Yeah, play a little bit of this. Yeah, maybe not the whole thing.
No. Okay.
This has a lot of. This is 15 million.
Yeah, of course.
Well, everyone's curious to see the train wreck.
All right.
Yeah, let's take a gander at this car.
That came out last year.
Oh, yeah. Ages have passed
since the gods walked. Okay, what are we seeing? We're seeing a giant CGI city.
Wow. The fury swept over our land. A lot of very Egyptian looking men and women.
Yeah.
Very Egyptian white people. Like Jesus. Jesus
oh
was
my.
A white.
That is so bad, those special effects.
There's a gold-clad Anubis monster that looks like it's CGI from Food Fight.
Yeah.
These guys are so white. It looks like a Future Shop sales team in Egypt. Actually, no, there's lots of ethnicity there. That's not even a good example.
Gerard, you're in the red, okay? I need you to get into the green.
that's a really good reference. Yeah. But anybody that works at
Nobody's going to get that. This just looks stupid.
Yeah, the CGI looks as like Scorpion King era, which was even bad for 2002.
Oh, that was terrible.
Who's walking over here?
So waxy. Do we have more? We have another donation.
Oh man,
I have sounds.
I bet
we
hit 40,000 already.
That's Hockey Night in Canada. I don't know why I was saying that, but yeah. So another weird thing about this movie is the director, Alex Proya.
Yeah.
This is the story, really. Is that him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Please look him up if you're out there.
He looks like a Dick Tracy villain.
He's one of those guys that looks like his head looks the same upside down.
Looks
as
like
it
he's
does.
Holding in a fart.
It'd be a very loud one.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
give a shout out to Carolyn, who just donated and claimed some Comedy Mix tickets.
Oh, fantastic.
There we go.
So
they're going, people. You gotta get in on
getting
this.
Getting eaten up.
Get in on these tickets.
I don't know how many we have left, but if you want some, yeah. Yep. And if you want to donate, I forgot to mention this, if you donate $50, you'll get the Comedy Mix tickets and an appearance on our podcast where you can say anything you want. That's our premium.
Oh, my God! That's
right, incredible. So back to
this
director.
Guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
what is he wearing here?
A black suit, work sneakers. You'd say black sneakers,
a large
and
scarf,
a very large scarf.
He looks. He's wearing the guy from Despicable Me. He's wearing that exact outfit.
Yes, and that's face. Such a good call.
Yeah, yeah. He's the real life Despicable Me guy. Less of a nose, but
less of a
a lot fatter,
and an upside down head.
Yeah, he looks like an egg.
Yeah, and he didn't handle criticisms of his movie very well.
That's the real problem. You see, when you make a stinker,
own up to your stinker.
It's like Uwe Boll, who makes some of the worst movies known to man.
And then he hates everybody.
Yeah, he went, I made a GoFundMe and nobody wanted to donate. You guys are stupid.
Yeah.
It's like,
Brett Ratner. People make fun of him all the time. Does he care?
No.
No, he's eating at expensive sushi joints in LA where they have to fly this. And he goes, yeah, so what? I'm famous.
Or you eat it off of the bodies of people.
I got a massage from Jennifer Aniston once on a beach.
Ooh.
She just showed up. She knew I was a director. It doesn't matter. I don't
care
about quality.
That sounds expensive.
I don't care about quality.
Just be yourself.
She's not a very good masseuse. I don't care about quality.
Don't make Dark City 2. You better not make Dark City 2. The movie's perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's going to make anything ever again. He's only made 7 movies.
Well, hey. Ooh, $140 million budget.
Okay.
Not sure where the money went because it looks terrible.
Gerard Butler. It went to Gerard Butler.
His
probably.
Gut.
He made $14 million, so that's a
on
loss
opening
of
weekend.
I don't know.
He
made 10% back.
Yeah, he made 10%
back.
On opening weekend. To put that in context, Deadpool, which has been out for, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks or something like that, made twice the money it did on its opening weekend for an older movie in theaters.
Further proving that comic book movies will cater to any shill out there, regardless of good or bad. It's just about
if Gods of Egypt CGI wasn't so bad, it'd be actually a nuanced piece of cinema.
If it was called Super Gods of Egypt, it would have made all of its money back instantly.
It's not called Deadpool Indonesia. At least the people being white is
it's acceptable. Yeah.
Deadpool Indonesia actually sounds awesome.
Sounds way better.
It's about the 60s where the government did that, overthrew the communist government. Yeah right guys.
All right, let's see here,
what do we got going on now?
We got a little bit of finger rolling happening. Ugh. Because coming up, of course, it's your favorite after show. No, it's the community living show coming up right after us at 9 a.m. as they do.
And I want to plug this guy's Friday late night show, which apparently is on the air from 12 to the next morning, all night.
12:30.
Damn, that's a long
show. I don't
know
why I'm trying to say numbers. It's just the whole night.
Yeah,
he's here.
That's
incredible stamina.
That is, marathon. Really.
If you're, I'm gonna call in. Hey, I'm gonna call in. I'm gonna call in on Friday. So.
cool. Yeah. All right. Gavin, what do you got coming up, man?
Tonight, Laugh Lines New West at 8 o'clock. Next week, Little Mountain Gallery, Jokes Please. Fantastic little show. It is at 9. And as always, like my page on Facebook, Gavin Clarkson Comedy, and keep supporting local comedy.
Cool. Alex, you got anything coming up?
The Comedy Mix, next Thursday.
I've been doing weird interviews with weirdos on Evolution 107.9. Go to the SoundCloud and listen to them. Cool.
Signing off.
Easy, everyone. Bye-bye.
CITR broadcasts in 6 different languages and launched 3 new collectives this year, supported by a grant. A women's collective, an indigenous collective, and an accessibility collective. Let's keep this growing. This year's 2016 Fund Drive is about growing our cultures, and we need your help to do it. If you support our efforts to increase the number of unique voices on our airwaves, help us out by donating. Call 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communist. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
All right, and we're back. Fund Drive. Call in now to donate 604-822-8648 to support this great community radio show. Not sure what happened to Simon there. He just ran out, probably got hungry for shawarma. But we are back on the air here, and we have great content all day. I'll actually be back this afternoon on Muzak to do some more plugging. And I think we have one or two more sets of Comedy Mix tickets to give away. Our next show here, Community Living Show, about to go on air. Going to be great. What are you talking about today?
What can I plug? Whatever Michael wants to talk about.
Whatever Michael wants to talk about. That's a man with power. All right. See you guys next time.